Accession number 27771, Reel 3.
Richard Tolson, Reel 3. Yes, so you met Mountbatten, but you met him on one occasion.
We met him for film. When we arrived in Ceylon, we went up to Kandy, and that's where his headquarters were. SEAC, I think it was, Southeast Asia Command. And met him there, and then later on in Singapore, and later on in Bangkok. But a very brief meeting, like. He was a busy man, or should have been.
Were you introduced to him? And did he talk to you?
Well, he certainly talked. I think he was our supreme commanding officer. I mean, certainly he was very pleasant. And had delightful headquarters in Kandy.
At this stage, after you arrived in Ceylon, did you know what you might be doing? What you might be earmarked for?
Well, let me think. I can't remember.
I think there was some urgency to it. I think I asked you before when we met before, whether you received much jungle training and...
Oh, none at all.
None at all.
Good Lord, no. I don't think they went in for that sort of thing at all. Jungly wallows. orang, I remember we were swapping all sorts of funny words that...
Did you remain in Ceylon for that entire time that you were preparing?
Not Ceylon, no. We went over to Rangoon. And we remained in Burma, but not Ceylon. Though Ceylon was on the journey down, really, from after I recovered from Karachi. But we all thought, we were quite confident that we would be dropped in somewhere. And then, luckily, I've always said luckily, the atom bomb was dropped. So we didn't have to do anything. We were actually on the DZ waiting to be implaned, and then I was going to the Celebes.
What do you know what the situation was there? What you might have been having to do?
I had the darkest forebodings. Like a jungle, even down to the seafront. And there was said to be horrible Japanese sort of lurking around. I didn't really know what we were meant to do. It's quite a different situation from the Italian one. However, luck had awarded it.
What happened to you instead when the Celebes operation was cancelled?
Well, the moment they dropped the bomb, we didn't say we were off, but we assumed, and quite rightly, that the whole thing would collapse. So it never worried me again. In fact, I often wonder whether I knew where we were going.
And then I think you told me that you were posted to work with the Far Eastern publicity.
That's right, yes, in Bangkok. That was great fun.
Who were you working with during that?
I was working with the head of our little group doing the publicity. It was Hugh Astor, who was one of the Astor families, and Alan Hare, and his delightful wife, Jill North, who was tremendous. She really got things cracking. I thought very good.
What were you trying to do in Bangkok?
We were trying to sell. I won't go so far as to say sell democracy, but to sell something to the Thais. Who I remember talking to a Japanese at some party we had after the end of the war. And he said, I'm not sure whether who was there, but he said, well, I wish you luck with the tie. They've taken everything off us. Yeah, the most cunning, deceitful race. We better not put that on there. And I don't know whether that was true or not, but certainly odd things happened when we were there. I mean, King Ananda died suddenly. We always said it was murder. King Pumibon, who succeeded his brother, was about 19 at the time, I think. And he's still reigning. It's quite incredible. 60-something years, or as good as Queen Victoria.
Did you have an office in Bangkok?
Yes, we had an office. We had a safe and we lost the keys.
Was it all overt work, or were you circulating and printing material, for example?
Well, we weren't really taking anything very seriously at that time. It was the end of the war. There was this good Thai food. All those amiable princes who had been at New College, Oxford. No, it was nice. I enjoyed it very much.
Was Bangkok the end of your Far Eastern service?
Yes, that was it. I can't remember what I did after that. I was home, and then we had the winter, I think, 47, is that right?
46, 47, perhaps.
The terrible winter when... Mm. Was that the one? I can't
remember. It could
remember.
Be 45.
I'd spent mostly in Ireland. And it was so cold and horrid that I decided to go back to Malta to rejoin my regiment if it was still there, which it wasn't. But another one was.
And you went to Trieste, I believe. Is that right? You went to work there.
I went, but I can't remember how I got there. I think I wanted to get back to, because of having been in the mountains nearby. And how did I get to Trieste? I can't remember.
What were your duties when you were in Trieste? What were your duties when you were in Trieste?
Well, I was G3 Ops at BET4 headquarters, BET4, Trieste. And a friend of mine was G3 Intelligence, so that was rather nice too. We could work together. And, of course, I knew the country well better than most people because I had spent a little time there.
So were you able to go and retrace some of your steps from the
front? Yes, I tried to. In fact, I had to do one thing because there was a great scare about... Darling?
Yes?
Do you want us to stop?
No, I want you to go on. Oh. Pay any attention to me. Go on, there was a great scare.
Oh, yes, and... where was that a great scare?
In northern Italy, I was wondering whether you'd had the opportunity to retrace your steps.
Well, I did, sir, yes. I mean, I went up to Tremonti. I went to see Victor and his family in the Valsugana.
That would be Victor
Godson. And in fact, I took Victor to my CEO threw a gigantic cocktail party, and Victor was very pleased to come to meet all these people, all these English people, British people, and so that was nice.
Victor Godser, of course, he. Can you tell me a little about him?
He's a great friend of mine. Do you speak Italian? I'll read Italian.
A little.
I just get this thing. It's...